It's not a social call.
Around here, a knock on the front door means only one thing.
Oh, no!
I need a job.
Louise studies a photo of Joe in a clinch with a woman.
I don't care what else is happening, this boy's going to lay his daddy to rest.
Matthew was a soldier's soldier.
Tasha sees Paula holding an open letter.
Matt's letter? You've opened it.
We're just cannon fodder for the likes of him.
You killed him.
Paula points at Tasha. A church in daylight, wilted flowers on a grave. Home front. More wilted flowers. The stone church, which has a squat Norman tower, stands in muted sunlight. A man tends the grass in the neatly kept graveyard. Claire Skinner as Claire, Claire Higgins as Paula, Nicola Stevenson as Louise, Antonia Thomas as Tasha. Paula, a middle-aged woman with mid-length dark auburn hair, kneels at Matthew's, Matt's, graveside and removes decaying bunches of flowers, which she puts into a bin bag. Created by Sue Tedden, written by Jan McFerry, produced by Kim Crowther, directed by Terry McDonough. Paula sticks her trowel in the soil of the grave. Wreaths laid down the centre of the grave make up the word Daddy. The word Daddy fades into Matt's side of the bed. Tasha's lying on the other side with a Union Jack duvet wrapped around her. She stares sadly at the empty space beside her. Day. Soldiers walk past Louise's house. Louise stands at a bedroom window, holding a net curtain back to look out. She turns away and the curtain falls back into place. Downstairs, she studies a framed photo of Joe. Nearby is a photo of Joe and the girls. Julie enters the house. In the living room, she ducks beneath a Welcome Home Dad banner, enters the kitchen and finds Louise crouching in front of the oven.
Sounded terrible on the phone.
Louise, wearing rubber gloves, motions towards the kitchen table. Julie picks up an airmail envelope and opens it. Inside is the photo of a half-naked Joe in a clinch with a woman. Julie looks angry.
You sent this? Some kind of joke?
If it is, I'm not laughing.
At home, Tasha's taking washing outside when the phone rings.
Hi, we can't get to the phone right now. Please leave a message for Matt, Tasha Elfie, after the tone.
Howard. Are you there, love?
You want a biscuit? Hmm? Biscuit.
Hello.
Cheryl arrives.
Alfie. Hiya. Alfie.
Oh. That's Lily from next door.
And he needs an haircut.
Said you'd ring from the station.
Oh, hello, Mum. Thanks for coming.
Tasha steps out to her in the back garden.
Come here. Oh, babe.
Inside, Cheryl studies a photo.
Got the first flight, soon as I heard. Cried all the way.
Thought you just had enough of churches after the christening.
I told you before, that was the tablets. What have they got, Ian? Diazepam. Cisalopram.
Nothing. I don't want them.
Cheryl nods and goes to her luggage.
All right, take it in Alfie's room, yeah?
Are you stopping then?
All my worldly goods is that.
At home in her kitchen, Claire rummages in her purse.
Okay, so there's £5 for you, Sam.
Don't spend it all at once.
At least I've got it to spend.
And £6 towards the respray of your father's car.
132 weeks to go.
You're going to have to get a job.
I know, I'm trying. It's hard.
Tell me about it. 15 applications. How many interviews? One.
When is it? I could give you a makeover.
Only if I can give you a makeunder. Anyway, got to go. Got to book a church. Bye.
Millie nicks Sam's fiver.
Put you back for my wages.
Sam picks up a plate she's left with IOU written with squirty mustard.
Bye.
At Tasha's, Cheryl's watching Alfie play in the garden.
It's getting a bit chilly now, Tash. Can you take him in?
Cheryl's sitting on the back doorstep having a fag and a cuppa. Tash comes and stands beside her in the doorway.
He's gonna miss this garden.
Alfie fills a pot with soil.
We can't stay here forever.
What, are they turfing you out?
Not yet. They'll need it for another family.
Oh, no. Where will they put you?
Not their problem.
No, but I mean, they'll help you out, though, surely.
The visiting office has been great. Oh, leaflets for this, grants for that. Coming in, Alfie. It's telly time. Jeff, not with you?
Glenn.
Oh, sorry. Jeff was the...
Bastard. Ooh, he's still in Spain. Therein lies a tale.
Bastard. OK, so Lydia's husband is a lieutenant...
Lieutenant, not American.
Lieutenant, colonel, and that's as high as you can be.
No, it goes right up through colonel and brigadier.
Oh, look, they're laying this on to welcome you, not test you.
Oh, come with me, please. I'll get the giggles and insult the Queen or something. Come on, you could eat your dinner off that floor. Not that Joe would notice. Not if he's anything like Pete, anyway. Come on. Bet Lydia's got real muffins.
Louise holds two plastic toy muffins to her chest. Outside Lydia's large house.
Do you think I should cut? Just tell him I'm your chauffeur. Don't look at Lydia's muffins.
Hello.
Lovely to meet you.
Well, lovely of you to invite me. This is my friend Louise Manchetta. Her husband's Joe
Manchetta.
Corporal Manchetta.
Well, come in.
Thank you.
Claire steps inside, carrying a bouquet of flowers. Louise follows.
I'm sat here and everything screams Matt.
You're proud of him. You know, you want these things around you.
I'll go out there and people are running for buses and eating pasties. I want to grab him by the throat and say, don't you watch the news, don't you know?
You've still got Alfie.
Have you seen him when he smiles?
Yeah. It's a bit in him, isn't it? Would you not think about going back to the salon? You know, just to change your scenery. A few days a week.
I won't take him as my junior. I've fallen out with Paula, haven't I?
Well, no, I'd mind him. We'd have a laugh, wouldn't we, Alfie?
Military Padre Jim comes out of the cookhouse restaurant and meets Paula carrying shopping.
Paula, £700. They clearly dug deep.
They see Cheryl outside a pub with Alfie.
The auction? Matt was obviously well-loved. Pete Bartham's email. Thinks one of us should present Natasha with a cheque of the barbecue.
Paula's distracted.
Oh, well, I haven't seen her for a few days.
Can I help you with those bags?
Oh, no, thanks, Jim. I'm all right.
Paula's clocked Cheryl coming out of the pub with a drink and thanking a couple for looking after Alfie, who's in his buggy. Paula enters the cookhouse. Standing behind the counter, she talks to Howard.
Do you know who's babysitting her grandson?
No.
Cheryl.
I thought she lived in Malaga.
Oh, couldn't make it to the funeral. But as soon as there's a sniff of insurance money, she was outside the pub smoking. It was blowing in Alfie's face.
At Lydia's party.
It's the ranks and the acronyms and the slang. I mean... On the patch, where does that come from?
She means where I live.
Well, Louise is lucky because she's seen it from both sides. She's Mrs. Ann Medic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2003 to 2008, first stop Iraq. Mind you, after Newcastle Royal, Basra was a doddle.
Lydia glances down solemnly.
The big question is, can you park your ego at the door? You might be having the day from hell. It might even be his fault. But when you answer that phone...
No, forgotten?
The car starts every time, and the kids are on for A-stars.
In the cookhouse, Millie reads a poster.
Pooping pig.
Hey? Oh, the barbecue. Yeah. Regiment wanted to do something in Matt's memory.
With a pig.
A mate of mine breeds saddlebacks. Mark out a corner of the field into squares, and whoever buys the square that the pig poops in first wins 50 quid.
You couldn't fiddle it for me.
Oh, don't tell me. You're skint.
Worse. In debt to my stepmom.
Get scrubby, Cinders.
I would. Over I want a CV. I'm 15. What's one going to say? 1998, learnt to walk. 2001, learnt how to write my name.
2012, learnt to sag off school. Can you wash dishes?
In my sleep.
Make conversation.
Can you see a future for the Eurozone?
The Dairy House Builders.
Do you want red sauce or brown, mate?
All right, well, I'll give you a trial.
He hands her a stainless steel tray.
How much?
Think of a figure. Now, I'll bet.
Louise earwigs on Lydia and Claire.
People warned me it's all about your husband's rank. You could be a surgeon, but if your husband's a corporal...
It used to be like that, but not anymore. They all deny it, but the wives are the backbone of the British Army.
The backside? Where all the shit gets dumped. It's a blank check. Soldier goes on tour, he can do what he wants.
In between missile attacks.
And you can't say a word about it when he rings, because this phone call might be his last.
Exactly.
And he comes home and everything's polished up and perfect, because this R&R might be his last. It's life. But it's not real life.
It's what he signed up for.
He did. Not you. Not your kids.
Claire shoots Louise a perplexed look.
With respect, if you marry a soldier, you know what you're getting into.
She doesn't. Did you? Because unless you've served out there, you can't know. What goes on tour stays on tour.
Lydia turns away huffily to a drinks tray. Louise and Claire leave Lydia's.
You're evenly balanced, I'll give you that. Chip on both shoulders.
You asked me to come.
I thought you had a nice line in small talk.
Well, not today.
Louise?
Louise stops and turns to her.
Joe's been playing away. Some skanky squadette. She must know that he's married. What the hell? He knows that he's married. I've scrubbed, I've mopped, I've put the flags out for the girls. I just want to smash his face in.
Claire looks sympathetic.
He's flying home tomorrow. I don't know what to do.
She looks at Claire anxiously.
It's my first day back. Dan's a stickler.
Tasha, I just want to clear the air.
She checks over her shoulder. Dan's watching.
I'll sneak out in a bit.
Okay.
Dan, who's washing a woman's hair, watches Howard leave. Outside the salon...
She told me. She opened Matt's letter. Unforgivable.
She's never liked me.
She loves you.
I'm not stupid. But I put up with it, that's families.
She regrets it.
There's some things you can't unsay.
Look, love, she's in bits. I know she looks in control, but losing Matt's just sent her over the top. I'm not excusing what she did.
Tasha glowers.
Well, Tasha, whatever you think of us, Alfie's still our grandson.
No, Matt was my husband. And it's not my fault he's dead.
Tasha, a petite young woman with an olive complexion and curly brown hair, stomps back into the salon. Howard marches into the cookhouse as Paula's turning the sign to closed.
You said she killed him.
I said...
Matt steps on an IED 3,000 miles away, but it was Tasha that killed him.
Thinking about Tasha, yes.
Paula.
Wondering who she was running round with.
Will you please listen to yourself?
He said himself. Have you read the letter?
It wasn't addressed to me. It was private between man and wife, and it should have stayed that way.
There's too much stays private. I've seen you, you and Tom. Yeah, I'm not tough enough to know the truth.
You don't need any more pictures in your head. Your imagination's vivid enough.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't routine. You know it. Tom knows it. Major Bartham knows it. Matt was out of his mind.
No, you are out of your mind. Do you not get this? This is the end for us with Tasha and Alfie. Oh, I've already lost my son. I do not intend to lose a grandson too.
Oh, she'll be back. Soon as she needs a babysitter. Or a winter coat.
Tasha's pushing Alfie in his buggy. Cheryl's with her. As they walk down a street, Tasha suddenly stops. Army families are standing outside the barracks with welcome home banners and flags. Tasha sees Julie and hurries away. In the crowd, Louise looks to Julie, who mouths, "All right." Louise nods. The crowd cheers as a coach toots its arrival. The coach turns into the barracks. Julie smiles and waves. Joe waves to Louise, who lifts Grace up in her arms. Joe sticks out his tongue at Grace, who sticks hers out at him. Louise paints on a smile. The coach pulls up and the soldiers get off. All are wearing camouflaged fatigues. Grace waits with Louise and Hannah.
Daisy? Where's Daisy?
Where is he? See if you can be the first to spot him. See if you can.
He hugs the girls.
How are we doing? How are we doing?
Louise scans the crowd and sees Julie's husband rush to pick up his son. Louise continues scanning the sea of faces, her eyes narrowed. She focuses on a dark-haired female soldier who's greeted by a girl.
How is my little Gracie Fox, eh?
Joe hugs and kisses Louise, who holds him tightly. Carl gets off the bus.
Well, that's good God. Hello, Rachel!
He kisses the ground.
Hey, last of the tour.
Hey, Manchester, put it down. You don't know where she's been.
7 o'clock, the ringers.
Not for me, lads. Got my evening sorted.
Night at Louise and Joe's.
And then he looked at the girls with all 8 of his eyes and he said,
why are you not asleep?
They like this every night.
If you wind them up into a frenzy, yeah?
Is this mine?
Yeah.
He picks up a bottle of beer and sits down. Louise, who's poured red wine, walks over to him.
Got a surprise for you as well. Open it.
She hands him the airmail envelope. He takes out the photo of him and the woman. She has dark hair and a tattoo on her upper right arm.
Louise, you didn't fall for this, did you?
It's you.
Yeah, and Danny Minogue. It's Photoshop, look. When did it arrive? Just in time for R&R, bit of a coincidence. You know those lads, you know what wind-up merchants they are?
Newsflash, Joe. The tart with the tramp stamp isn't me, so who is it, and how long's it been going on?
It hasn't! Oh. OK, if you don't believe me, the lads will be in the ringers. Get Julie round to Mannequins and we'll take it down there. They'll fall about laughing.
At me?
Not at me.
She pushes past him.
I don't need to go sharking after other women. You're my one and only. You know it, everybody knows it. And some of them don't like it. Maybe that's it. Maybe someone's jealous.
Louise's brow is furrowed. She looks at him uncertainly.
On Hannah's life, why would I risk it?
He stands tensely and has a pleading expression.
Well, isn't that what you do? Trade up?
At once. Me and Suzanne were dead in the water. And that wasn't trading up. That was finding the love of my life. Luke, please. Right, it's a stupid joke. Don't let it ruin what time we've got. It's short enough.
She fixes him with a solemn, searching look.
On Hannah's life.
I swear.
He swallows hard and steps closer. Louise, who has medium-length red hair and wears large hooped earrings, lowers her eyes. She considers, then walks away. Joe's eyes follow her. Day, Claire leaves her house.
Paula, hi. I've got this feeling in my gut. People keep telling me I'm mad, but, the army don't fly a major off the front line for a funeral. Not even an officer's funeral.
Well, it wasn't an ordinary funeral.
Well, private. Not much more than a kid.
He was serving next to his brother. There was bound to be attention.
Is that what Major Bartham said?
I'm not sure he actually... I just thought that was how repatriations worked. I'm still feeling my way.
Did he mention anything else about Matt? How he died?
Well, only what he said at the funeral, that Matt was a good man. Maybe too good. He was thinking about the little boy and not about the unit. I'm sorry.
Well, I know it's awkward. If it was your son, your,
Sam.
If you lost Sam like this, you'd wonder. I know you would.
Look, they're expecting me at this interview. Can I drop you in town?
Paula shakes her head and looks down.
I'm sorry.
Paula nods meekly, then walks away towards the stone gateposts in front of the house. At home, Joe comes downstairs.
Lou, you're not going out, are you?
No.
All right, it won't be long.
Okay.
He puts his keys and his mobile phone down on the kitchen table, then leaves. Louise, who's clearing up toys in the living room, goes over to the table and picks up his phone. She considers, then tosses it down. At Latham Kitchen Company.
Great meeting you, Claire. You'll be hearing from us very soon.
Melanie will see you out.
Great. Thank you.
Melanie leads Claire out through the showroom.
Chris is pretty laid back, as bosses go.
Yeah, he seems to be.
Oh, I wish I could ring my fiancé. Well, you're welcome to use the office phone.
To call Afghanistan.
He's in the army. Is that what brought you to Latham?
Yeah. Isn't that what brings everyone to Latham? Anyway, nice to have met you.
At home, Claire and Peter talk on Skype.
You look smart.
Thank you. Paula Raveley called round earlier. It's terrible timing.
What did she want?
She was asking about Matt's death.
Don't tell me you blabbed.
Pete?
Sam feeds the dog as he and Millie earwig.
Tragic. You'll be kissing on the lips next.
At least I pay him some attention. You take him out, like, once a decade.
The stuff I told you was strictly off the record.
Well, I know that. Don't jump down my throat. Anyway, what would I tell her?
And the same thing goes to the mums at school.
I don't know any of the mums at school. Please don't bark orders at me. I'll give it 6 months. Come on, credit me with a bit of common sense.
So don't Buster got on the whole making friends thing. Come Christmas, you and Mary Poppins will be out of here.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, there is one bit of good news.
The guys are queuing up. I've got to go. I'm sorry. I'll email you.
Oh, OK. Bye then. Love you too.
Claire glances at Sam and Millie in the kitchen. They pretend to look occupied. Paula knocks at Tasha's front door.
Hi, Paula. Tasha not here.
Oh, Cherry will do.
It's just me.
What about the barbecue?
Well, they've gone to get the head on especially.
They're cutting it fine. I'll take Alfie. I can get him ready. One less job for Tasha.
She asked me to mind him.
Hey, you mucky pup. You're coming with me.
I best meet Tasha.
What is it with me? Hey, have I suddenly grown two heads? And his grandma practically brought him up. Practically brought you up.
And then, sweetheart. Hey, let's go have some fun. There you go.
Tasha? It's Adam. Can you call me back as soon as you get this? It's important.
Lou, do you need anything ironing?
Joe's ironing bare-chested in the living room. Louise enters the kitchen wearing a sleeveless orange frock. He looks through an archway at her.
You look gorgeous.
She gives him a coquettish look.
The pooping pig doesn't stand a chance. It'll be all eyes on you.
He walks over to her, stands in front of her, and gently straightens her collar.
I've got a better idea. Let's just stay in instead. I'm not too proud to beg.
On your knees, soldier.
Louise is wearing heavy mascara and eyeshadow. Joe cups her face in his hands.
I love you.
She smiles softly and moves her lips to his. They wrap their arms about each other as they kiss passionately.
Millie! Millie!
Sam's playing a computer game.
Where is she? Did you see her go out?
No.
Why then? Come on.
What?
It's the barbecue. I told you it was today.
Busy.
There'll be loads of kids your age there. Music and competitions.
Find a friend for some, that kind of competition.
Oh, don't be like that. Come on, it'll be great.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. All right, then it won't. But who cares? Come on, I got you a ticket especially. Hang on, when did this come?
She finds an envelope and opens it.
Application unsuccessful.
What is?
Nothing, forget it. Just stay at home, farm a cartoon. Never mind the poor sods are getting blown up for real.
A brass band plays at the barbecue. Millie's frying sausages while Howard makes a call on his mobile.
Paula, can you get your backside round here? Sharpish. Don't worry. Nip to the car with you and get some ketchup.
Millie goes. Claire studies a leaflet as she strolls through the crowd. She looks up and sees Louise and Joe arrive holding hands.
All right, beer tent. I'll get a drink.
Okay.
He kisses her and goes. Claire waves and gives Louise a questioning thumbs up. Louise nods and smiles, then collides with a woman.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, is it stained?
Oh, you're right. Might scorch a hole in the grass, though. Someone got dressed in that, eh?
Oh, God. Oh, thanks. Tell you what, I'm going to need some R&R myself when this lot go back. Can't keep his hands off me when he's home.
The woman flinches.
Too much information.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, you might need something stronger.
Carl gestures towards Louise and the dark-haired woman. Joe looks uneasy. Claire stares surreptitiously at soldiers on crutches who are holding collecting buckets. Millie approaches her.
Try not to stare.
There you are. How did you get in without a ticket? Come on, let's circulate.
Sorry, she's broken for. And mustard, we're out.
Howard takes the ketchup and goes. Millie heads off and Claire looks perplexed. Joe walks among the funfair rides to the dark-haired woman who's looking at goods on a stall. He picks up a jar as if to study it.
No strings, no mind games, we said. That picture you sent me wife, me and you. Not funny, Nicky.
Not guilty, Joe. I didn't broadcast my sex life. Unlike your wife.
He turns to her sharply.
Look, if I wanted her to know about us, I could just walk up and tell her, OK?
We'd rather see me sweat.
Nicky, who has shortish, straight dark hair, smiles and walks away. Howard serves a soldier at the hot dog stall.
Cheers. Oh, look at you! Soldier boy! Billy, take over.
I'll get that for you.
I'll have a burger and hot dog, please. Some of your crispy black onions, that'd be lovely.
Howard goes to greet Paula and Alfie, who's in mini soldier kit. A soldier wheels a mallet to ring the bell stall.
Where do you want
her? Where do we want the pig? In the pig pen.
The guy who wears a brown lab coat and a flat cap leads the pig out of a truck and into a pen. Paula looks about.
This is brilliant.
Howard, who's holding Alfie, gives Paula a peck. But Tasha's...
What were you thinking?
You were a policeman.
You should have told her to sod off.
Yeah, they're all the same, this lot.
What lot?
This Latium lot. They sit together.
She's his grandma. Why don't you answer your phone?
Oh, so it's Tasha's fault now, is it?
Look. If you can't face the barbecue, I'll go. I'll stay with Alfie and bring him straight home after.
I said I didn't want to see her.
Yeah, but you didn't mean it.
At the barbecue, a cheroplane ride turns. Melanie takes a photo of a boy in an army truck.
Sit up straight. Hi. It's Melanie, isn't it? Claire Marshbrook. The interviewer, hi. Great to see you here. Some of the locals knock them, but we've always enjoyed these army dues. I don't mind me asking, but when I came in, it all seemed to be going so well, and, what happened? The last woman who did the job was a swag. Service wives and girlfriends. We spent a year training her up, and then hubby got posted to Germany. It's a shame. Chris said it was a great application.
A soldier puts his beret on Alfie.
Oh, hello, soldier.
It's lovely.
Smile. Oh, look, here's Mummy. There you go. How could you? Today of all days, this is meant to be about Matt.
You remembered then? My own grandson. And Adam was terrified to let me take him.
Stop it. You're as bad as each other.
I trusted you.
You know what? I'm getting enough of this at work.
Oh, well done. You forget. We're the only family Alfie's got.
Hello?
You? Yeah, the word insurance, and you jumped on a plane.
You cheeky man.
Once it's spent, we won't see you for dust.
Oh, what makes a person so bitter? I don't say it's greed, because you were like this before.
You don't know what I'm like.
I've got eyes. I've got ears.
He's never stayed round to find out. Lucky for this one.
Back off, Paula.
Oh, so she cooked a few casseroles. Give her a 10-gun salute.
She's had some sanity, thanks to me and Matt and Howard, and so has Alfie.
I'm not having my baby paraded round like an action man.
Like his father. I've seen her parking the pram outside the pub so she can nip in for a quick drink. She left him with total strangers.
What's going on?
2 minutes I was gone.
All it takes is 2 minutes.
He shouldn't be hearing this. Take him off to play.
He's staying with me.
God's sakes, you two. It's not good for him to see you two arguing like this.
What? But this is good. Marching about in combat. Regimental berets, regimental shit.
You show some respect.
Yeah. If you think he's going down this road, you're mistaken.
Yeah.
He can be a fireman, he can be a bloody ballerina for all I care. But the army? Oh, the man,
Tash, just wait. Over there.
Howard holds her back.
Just wait, baby. We'll present you with the check. Please, love, it's from the battalion.
I don't want them on it.
Right, Matt's dead. We have to accept that.
I have.
And Alfie does too. You need to explain it to him so he understands.
Glaring, Tasha hurries off, carrying Alfie. Cheryl scowls at Howard and follows Tasha. Claire's waiting outside the Laysham Kitchen Company with a toy kitchen.
Morning. We're all having to tighten our belts this year, especially when it comes to a major purchase such as a kitchen.
Nice try, Claire, but I'm afraid that ship's already sailed.
The trouble with a budget kitchen is...
Melanie and Chris enter and Melanie closes the door in her face, in Chris's office.
Claire, you've made your point.
No, look, I just want 2 minutes. Just one second.
He's got meetings back to back. I've just explained.
Look, you're a busy man, so I'll keep this brief.
She puts her toy kitchen on his desk.
Laysham Kitchen Company units are surprisingly light on the pocket, but unlike their competitors, they're made in Laysham Town, not Toy Town.
You've got guts, Claire, I'll give you that.
Look. I'm getting married shortly. I've got 2 kids in the local school. I'm here to put down roots.
It's not just about the army thing. This job's a step down from the work you're used to.
I could make it more challenging and I could bring in good business for you. Why don't you take me on a trial? And if it doesn't work out, then I'll just walk away.
I'll give you a month. Start Monday.
Melanie looks put out.
Thank you.
OK.
Claire lifts her toy kitchen off his desk and he hands her the door that's fallen off the toy. Joe's jet-washing the drive outside his house. He stops and looks towards the house door.
Lou?
Yeah?
Am I right to go down the gym later?
Yeah.
Wearing an off-the-shoulder top, she comes out to him.
It's a good idea. I think you're getting a pot belly.
Oh, really?
They kiss. Joe lets his jet gun drop as he wraps his arms around her. A blurred image of Joe and Nikki having sex against a wall in a room. Joe comes out of a disabled toilet and into the gym. Behind him, Nikki's dressing. He closes the door and walks across the gym where other guys are working out. At Tasha's, Cheryl looks over at a photo of Paula with Howard and Alfie.
Feel quite sorry for her. She don't get it, does she? Went to back off.
Tea.
Nothing stronger.
Cheryl, cigarette in hand, goes to sit on the sofa as Tasha gets a bottle of scotch from a cupboard.
It's no surprise them boys joined up.
How do you mean?
Get away from her. She's the same with Alfie. Wants to wrap him up in cotton wool all the time.
She loves him.
Yeah, in her own way.
Paula's way is the only way. Left over from the funeral.
Oh. Cheers, Matt.
Tasha gives her a scotch.
Where's yours?
Tasha shakes her head.
Oh, come on, have a drink.
It makes me weepy. What's this?
Of course, she's got a point. Well, you know, about the insurance. Because you'll have that and Matt's pension. I've got a little stash put by. We could have a really decent house with a garden. You know, just for the three of us.
Tasha puts down the newspaper she found with rings around houses for sale.
Yeah, could do.
Tasha walks off. Cheryl looks stung. Louise and Grace are washing up at home. Hannah enters the kitchen wearing Joe's trainers, which look huge on her.
Look what Daddy's left.
Louise looks taken aback and dries her hands.
Silly sausage. He won't get far on the treadmill without them, will he?
Joe and Nikki are outside the gym when Louise pulls up with his trainers.
Just saying to Nikki, I've got head like a sieve.
Will you really? I'll be going now.
Nikki, who's wearing a vest, puts her kit into her car. Louise spots a tattoo on her arm.
Forgets his trainers. Forgets he's got a wife and kids. It's pathetic at his age.
She punches Joe.
Someone got dressed in a hurry. Rule of mine, I never punch a woman in Primark.
Having twanged Nikki's vest strap, Louise marches back to her Nissan 4x4, where the girls are sitting in the back. Nikki gets into her green Audi sports car, and Joe goes to join Louise. He gets into the front sheepishly, removing the strap of his sports bag from around his neck as he does so.
You never used to be like this.
Or bitter, suspicious.
Paranoid. Oh,
stop. You're making it worse. It's bad enough you've done it. You've lied to me. You've made me look pathetic and needy. It's bad enough you've screwed the bitch on my doorstep.
I bought her a coffee.
Give me your phone. I know you've texted her.
He reaches into a pocket of his shorts.
Yeah.
And deleted it straight away.
Oh, not paranoid at all, then?
Right. I'll phone her then, shall I? And for Nikki.
He looks edgy as she scrolls to the number.
Hello? Joe? Joe, is that you?
It was a one-night stand.
Louise ended the call.
And what was tonight?
Me telling her.
Louise turns away, sits down and buries her face in her hands.
We'd had a shit day. One of the Afghan lads took a hit, nearly bled out before we could get to him. Some days it just scrambles your brain.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, well, you're a better person than I am then. I was drunk and lonely.
Exhausted. I've been all those things.
Yeah, here. If you want a hug, you shout at the girls. You want to talk.
You've got your band of brothers,
haven't
you?
Yeah, and by the time we get to them, they're dying or dead.
He strides after her into the kitchen. She turns and stares at him bitterly. He falters.
I wanted to feel alive.
She glances at him disdainfully and walks away. Cheryl enters Tasha's.
Where were you?
Walking.
Have you been drinking, Mum? Mum? What's up?
All you had to do was say. No, it seemed like a good idea to me. Your face, when I suggested us getting a house, talk about pissing on me chips.
It is a good idea. I wasn't expecting it, that's all.
You think like Paula? You know, I'm only here for what I can scrounge.
No.
No, we'd have probably done each other's heads in anyway. It's not as if we've ever been close.
Mum, I love having you here.
In small doses. It's all right. You're not the first to have said it.
Tasha's sitting at the kitchen table having a cuppa.
I'm pregnant.
Wearing a blue dressing gown with white spots, Tasha stares up at Cheryl forlornly. Cheryl sits down at the table.
Whose is it? What do you mean, whose is it? It's Matt's. Jesus.
Don't bite me head off.
We're not all like you.
Tash, it's... You're not showing love. I mean, Matt's not been home for, what, 4 months?
2.5.
Oh, Tash.
At Louise and Joe's.
You swore on Hannah's life. Twice.
I panicked. I was desperate. If people come back from worse than this, we can come back stronger.
You know who you are, Joe? You're a bully. A bully and a shit. All these excuses. You've not once said sorry.
Joe stands staring at her in the soft light of their kitchen. Tasha's snuggled up in Alfie's bed, stroking his hair as he sleeps.
We'd all like Daddy to come home. But we can't. Never. He's gone to be a star in heaven.
Cheryl listens outside the open door and looks tearful.
It's a very important job. He knows we miss him, so guess what he's gone and done. He sent us a new baby. So new, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. He reckons we'll be so busy playing with a new baby. Hardly know his daddy's gone.
Cheryl stands with a hand clapped to her mouth. Tasha gently kisses Alfie's head. Day, Grace and Hannah arrive home with Joe.
Was it good?
Can we go in the garden?
Yeah, go and play out for a bit.
Joe puts his keys on the kitchen table and stares through into the dining room where Louise turns away to zip up a holdall.
Well, someone's got to say it. This time next week, I'll be in Helmand.
Yeah, forget about me and the girls. Let's do what's right for the army.
I need to be able to focus.
Yeah, or you could be the next Matt Raveley.
Think about what we've got. The girls, the memories. You nursed
me,
Dad.
See, a one-off I could take. I knew I wasn't marrying a saint, but this is an affair. On my doorstep. She stood and chatted to me at the barbecue, and you let her. You let her.
What are you doing?
I need to think.
But there's no time. We'll only get through this by talking. What about Hannah and Grace? What will I tell them?
You'll think of something.
She heads out with her bag.
Lee.
Laysham's own little hero. Toddler Alfie Raveley stole the hearts of supporters at Saturday's fun day. The event was organised by the 1st Battalion Royal Laysham Regiment in memory of Alfie's hero, his late father, Private Matthew Raveley.
That's one for the scrapbook.
Howard shows her the newspaper photo of Alfie in uniform and beret. Paula, who's on her knees wiping down a cupboard under the sink, smiles at Howard sadly. Joe's walking swiftly across St Mark's estate with the girls. He talks to Julie at her door.
Have you tried a mum's?
I've tried everywhere.
Go home, Joe. If the mum's not around, they'll want to cuddle off the dad.
Right, cheers, Julie. Come on, girls.
Julie watches them walk off, then shuts her front door. Julie then watches them through a window. Louise joins her.
You're right. Useless.
I should have sussed when I showed you the photo.
We thought it would burn itself out.
It's not like your Andy and Joe are even friends.
Louise sits down.
It's my fault. You're my mate. I should have told you as soon as he told me.
He just expects me to fall into line. All the things that I've missed out on. A home of my own, a wage of my own, my sisters, my mum.
Do you want to leave him?
Right now. Yeah. But I'd have nothing.
You'd have the kids.
But no home. No friends, no support.
No Joe. All the stuff you can sort. Could you live the rest of your life without Joe?
Louise stares ahead sadly. Louise pulls up in her car. Her bag is on the front seat beside her. She sits looking towards her house. Inside. Joe stops cleaning his boots when Louise enters and puts down her bag and keys.
Tell me what you want and I'll do it.
You can't.
Well, the army. If you want me to, I'll leave. Retrain.
I might as well cut your balls off. I want you to care about this family as much as I do. But you don't.
He stares at her, Louise tuts and turns away.
Derby powder. Have you packed it?
She gets a tub out of a kitchen drawer and throws it to him as she walks away. He catches it and turns to his kit. Joe stashes his kit bag in the coach's luggage hold, then takes his seat on the coach. Looking decidedly glum, he sits down beside a window. Outside, Louise walks over to Nicky with the girls. Nicky's in uniform.
Hannah, Grace, when you look at him, remember their faces.
Joe sees them and gets up from his seat.
Oh, and watch your back out there. I'd hate to see you starring in the next Taliban home movie.
Nicky, a sharp-featured woman, sneers and walks to the coach, passing Joe as he gets off and goes to Louise.
Did what you had with her mean more than what you've got with me?
No.
Then why should I let her walk away with my life? We've been through too much together, Joe. Good and bad.
Mostly good.
Promise me.
I promise.
On Hannah's life.
He nods.
I love you.
She draws him closer to eye him intently.
Keep your head. Stay safe. Come home.
She stares at him tearfully and nods. He nods, then they share a kiss. Louise puts on a brave smile as he steps back from her solemnly, reaches out a hand to Grace, then turns and gets on the bus. Louise, holding Grace's hand, kisses Hannah's head and puts an arm about her as they watch the bus pull away. Families and other soldiers wave it off in the sunlight. ITFC audio description. Next time...
Tom Raveley has spoken to me. He claims that the statement he gave after his brother's death was a fudge.
It's Joe. He's been seen with Nikki. It's not over.
What she's doing here now, she could be doing in Spain in a few months' time.
You're not serious.
For a start, why not?
Book him while you've still got the chance.
You can take the piss out of me all you like, but you don't do it to your father.
What's going on?